prayer for patience as you wait on the Lord. By Tiffany Tibalt, read by Leah Martin. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Impatience. Every single day it comes my way. Sometimes I can see it coming, but other times I'll find it staring me right in the face, mocking me, testing me, waiting to see what I will do about it. Waiting patiently is a challenge many of us encounter every single day. We have to wait for meals to be ready, for paychecks to come, for traffic lights to change, and mostly for other people. Every single day, we have to be patient in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. We also must wait patiently for the Lord. Often we pray for people in situations over and over again, waiting for an answer that seems to never come. This verse not only tells us to wait patiently for the Lord, but then it says that we are to be brave and courageous. We are to be brave. We can choose to be brave in the moment of crisis without fear. In those painful and difficult situations that come our way, we must wait for the Lord to answer our prayers. He has before, and we can be confident that He will do so once again. We are to be courageous as we confront our painful and difficult situations, even as we struggle with fear in the midst of it. Courage is making the determination in your mind that you'll face your difficulties head on. You can have that courage because you know that you have God on your side. It says in Jeremiah 32:27, "Nothing is too difficult for me." Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord." It not only tells us to wait patiently for the Lord, but it states it twice. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the level of fear we have, we're to wait patiently for the Lord to do what He will do. The posture of waiting is probably the most important thing we can do in our lives. So step aside and let God be God. If we give Him the opportunity to move in both our lives and in the lives of others, it could turn out to be the most amazing thing ever. No matter what you're facing today or tomorrow, you can fill your heart and your thoughts with peace. Because God is at work in your life. He is moving things we cannot see. He's changing hearts. He says this in Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." When God moves in your life, share it with others. They need to hear it as much as you'll need to share it. Our faith grows each time we hear what God is doing. So let's be bold in declaring that God is alive, that He is at work, and that He loves us. Let's wait patiently for Him to move in our lives. And remember that our timing is imperfect, but the Lord's timing is absolute perfection. 2 Peter 3:9 says this, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." So since God is patient with you, you can absolutely be patient while you wait on Him. He loves you, and He is with you. Turn to Him at all times and in all situations and wait with expectation to see what He will do. It will be amazing. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as I go through my days facing each of the situations before me, I pray that you give me the strength to be patient as I wait for you to move in every single one. Help me to be brave and courageous when the fear grows strong and time passes so slowly. Help me to cast fear far away as I keep my eyes on you in every single situation today. In your name, I pray. Amen.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.